Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Still in this chapter with regard to protecting one's tongue and not just speaking anything wrong. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عبد الرحمن بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الرجل لا يتكلم بكلمة من رضوان الله تعالى ما كان يظن أن تبلغ ما بلغت. That a person speaks a word of the pleasure of Allah, a word that makes Allah Ta'ala happy, and in his mind he hasn't got at all where this word is going to reach him. If for him it is just one simple ordinary thing that he's saying, يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانُهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. And because of that good word that he had spoken, Allah writes for him the pleasure of Allah, that is sawabs, rewards, till the day that he will meet Allah Ta'ala. In some commentaries, the commentators say, till the day he dies, and one is till the day of Qiyamah, he will be keeping on getting reward for that good word that he spoke. Like two people were having a fight, and he went and he just said one word, and he made them friends, etc. Such good words, and he does not even think what the value of it is. Like that also, that person might not seem to be a very pious person, but that one word of him makes him reach such great heights that he cannot imagine. And on the other hand, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ مَا كَانِ يَظُنُّ أَن تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ. A person speaks a word of the displeasure of Allah, a thing that makes Allah Ta'ala angry and upset, and he does not think what great poison he has blurted out, and what great harm he has caused. يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا سَخَطَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. And Allah writes down for him this punishment until the day that he meets Allah Ta'ala, that is till the day that he dies, or till the day of Qiyamah is getting the sin. A person might appear to be outwardly very pious, but inside he's speaking such words, he's making people fight, etc. He's causing confusion amongst people, he's causing problems amongst people. That word of his, and he does not think what the harm of it is. He thinks, I'm just speaking and I can just say what I want to. But he gets the displeasure and the azab of Allah continuously till the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, it's extremely important that a person must be very, very concerned of what words he speaks. وعن سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله حدثني بأمر أعتصم به. Hazrat Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I said to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something which I can hold fast onto. Like we also ask for nasihat, we ask for something special, that which I must do always. So he asked for such a word. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Say, Allah is my Lord, is my Allah, my Creator, my Nourisher, my Sustainer, and then have istiqamat on that. Be steadfast on the Tawheed of Allah, that Allah alone is my Creator, Nourisher, my Controller, and He alone sees to all my affairs. And fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. قلتو, then further I said, Ya Rasulallah, ma akhufu ma takhafu alayya. What is that which I should fear? Ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayya. What is that which you fear the most with regard to me? What do you see in me? What do you regard in me? This thing that I must fear the most, which you fear that if I do, I will go astray. فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his own tongue and then told him, هَذَا. This is what I fear. Control your tongue. That is, you don't just let your tongue be out of control, let it blurt out anything. That is the greatest thing I fear with regard to you. Your tongue is what is the thing that you must bring under control. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله. Do not speak a lot besides the zikr of Allah. That we are commanded to do in abundance. But like that, don't just speak. Don't speak unnecessarily. But today we feel it's an achievement just to speak all the time. To add our comment everywhere. To put our mari masala everywhere. We feel we just have to do something. We can't keep quiet. We must add our comment. That should not be the case. A person should only speak when it is absolutely necessary. One of the great qualities of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, that he was a very quiet person. He would never speak even a masala until people asked him, what is this masala with regard to this? Then he will speak. Otherwise, he will just keep his silence and he will not speak. What we have to speak a lot, use your tongue, is in the zikr of Allah. That a person must do by all means. Make as much zikr, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, whatever zikr, tilawat of Quran sharif, etc. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى قَصْوَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who diagnoses each and every illness, he says that speaking a lot, which is besides the zikr of Allah ta'ala, this makes the heart go hard. And when the heart is hard, whatever advice is given to that person doesn't go in his heart. It means nothing to him. In fact, the stage comes when he just passes it off and just makes a joke about it. Anything happen, great events take place. Deaths take place right close in the family, but it doesn't make his heart soft. There's too much talking is the cause of a person's heart being hard. And then a person doesn't have feeling in his namaz also. Many people say, I make namaz, but I got no feeling in my namaz. I make tilawat, no feeling. It is because one of the causes is that we talk too much. وَإِنَّ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي. And the person is the most furthest away from Allah. That is the mercy, rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, is a person who has got a hard heart. That he sees difficult conditions of people. People are in a terrible plight, it does not move him. He can waste money on extravagance, on weddings, etc. But people who haven't got food, who haven't got shelter, it doesn't mean anything to him. His heart is gone so hard. And on the other hand, he'll be wasting millions and squandering money on haram also. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من وقاه الله شر ما بين لحيي. That person whom Allah Ta'ala has given him the tawfiq to protect that which is between his two jaws, that is the tongue. وَشَرَّ مَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ. And the evil of that which is between his two thighs, that is his private part. A person who has been given protection, tawfiq, to protect this from haram, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Guarantee of Jannat is given. If a person who controls his tongue and controls his private part from haram, that person guarantee is given that he will enter Jannat. وَنْ أُقْبَةَ ابْنِ عَامِرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ نَجَاتْ. I asked, O Allah's Rasul, in where does salvation lie? People also feel that there are too much fitness everywhere. Times are very hard and very bad. We can't control our eyes, all the fitna of the eyes, all the ghibat that is taking place, all the fitness. What is the way out? What is the najat, the way out? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three advices, which if we will stick to, we will get saved from the fitness of the time. Amsik alayka lisanak. That first of all, control your tongue. You be the controller of the tongue. Don't let the tongue control you. You control the tongue. You keep the tongue under control. Wal yasa'aka baytuk. And let your house be sufficient for you. Don't leave your house only for necessity, for jamaat namaz, for deen's work, etc. Otherwise, for dunya's work, your necessary work. But don't just leave the house unnecessary, just to go and sit around with friends, go and have a meal at a restaurant, go and watch a soccer match, or whatever else. Don't leave your house without dire necessity, whether it be of deen or of dunya. وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, and cry over your sins. All the wrong that you have done, control that. And the sum of this whole exercise is that a person must stay away from sin. Because the tongue, the minute we start talking too much, we fall into sin. The minute you leave your house without necessity, you fall into sin. And cry over your past sins as well. Sins are the cause of all the fitness and all the problems that we have. So this hadith shows us the solution to remove all those sins. That what are the past sins, remove them and don't be committing any sins. So great, great advices, but they will be become valuable for us when we will practice upon them. And the control of the tongue is a very, very great ibadat and a great, great form of islah for a person. Wa akhiru da'wana.